This week we're going to do Daf Ayin Zayin in Erevin, but we're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Vav on the base. New Mishnah, we're talking about how to be mitzdarif the various chatzars that are next to each other, whether or not they could be mitzdarif into one, to become one chatzar. Koisil Sheben Beis Chatzeris. Let's say you have a wall that's located in between the two courtyards. Kavaya Asara. The wall is 10 tvachim high, which is really the important thing here. Vareichav arba, and it happens to be 4 tvachim wide, which is really negeh for the end of the Mishnah. So then the halacha is ma'arvin shnayim, ve'ein ma'arvin echad. In that case, since it's 10 tvachim high, it's an absolute separation, and therefore, each one of the chatzeris are on their own, and you cannot be mitzdarif the two together if you leave the wall intact. Hoya b'roishay peiris, and therefore, if there are fruits on top of it, and remember, we're talking about that the wall is 4 tvachim wide. So the peiris on top of the wall, elo oilin mikan va'oichlin. The chiddush is that even though these two chatzeris are separate, still the person from the chatzer can go up on top of the wall and eat the peiris that, and keep the peiris on top of the wall and eat them here. The elo oilin mikan va'oichlin. And the other guy on the other side, the other chatzer also can go up onto the wall and eat the peiris there. Bilvad shalei yiridu lamatan, but they're not allowed to bring the peiris from on top of the wall down to the chatzer itself, and that's because the wall itself constitutes its own rishus, because it's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 tefachim wide. Now, this is a general rule that we know from many times already. Nifritzah ha-koysol ad eser. If the wall then gets a hole in it, it breaks open, up to 10 amos, ad eser amos, ma'arvin shnayim, you can make it, up to 10 amos, you can make them still separate and do separate eruv. Vim rotsu ma'arvin echad, but if they want, now that there's a doorway in between them, they could be mitzdarif together. Mepnei shehu kepesach, it's just like an opening, and anytime you have an opening, as we discussed earlier, you're able to be mitzdarif to two sides of the opening. Yoisu mikan, however, if the opening in the wall is more than 10 amos wide, ma'arvin echad, ve'im ma'arvin shnayim, they can only be mitzdarif to be ma'arvin as one, and they cannot make one an Erev separately, because as Rashi says, it's no different than having one chatzar that only half of the people are being mitzdarif. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara then says, till now, remember, the Mishnah discussed the case specifically that the wall was 4 tvachim wide. Ein boi arba, what if the wall does not have it's not 4 tvachim wide? My, what's the halach in that case? What's the din with the wall? So Amar Rav says, Avir shtei rishuyos, since it's not 4 tvachim wide, it's not its own rishus, so now each one of the chatzeros now has some sort of jurisdiction over the wall, but the problem is the two chatzeros are separate, but you have two rishuyos overpowering it. So therefore, lo yazes boy afilu malenima. So if anything's on top of that wall, you can't move it even a drop, because you have two people. I can't move it for your sake, and you can't move it for my sake. So therefore, you can do nothing with the wall. That's Rav Shita. Rabbi Yochanan on the top of Ein Zayin Amud Aleph argues and says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, elu milin bekan va'oichlin ve'elu milin bekan va'oichlin. Not only can they go up on the wall, but they can actually carry things from the chatzar onto the wall, because the wall becomes, as we're going to see in a second, becomes like a mokum patur, and a mokum patur is an area that doesn't have its own rishus, so therefore it's batal to the other rishuyos. Okay, tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, elo oilu mikan va'oichlin, ve'elo oilu mikan va'oichlin. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that they can eat on top of the wall, and the Gemara is medayik, oilin in, mylin loy. They can go up if the peiris are already there and whatever's there is there, but you can't bring something there. You can't, ain't mylin, you're not allowed to bring stuff up, so we see that it does constitute its own rishus. So the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta, yesh by arba al arba, oilin in mylin loy." That's because our Mishnah is talking about where it has an area of 4x4, so therefore it's its own rishus. That's why if I am up there, good, but I cannot carry things from my chatzar into that rishus. Ein by arba al arba, mylin nami. Even if it doesn't have 4x4, so then it's not its own rishus, so it could be bottled to my rishus. I can even carry from my chatzar onto the wall. This is Rabbi Yochanan's explanation to distinguish between a 4x4 versus less than 4x4. Vazer Rabbi Yochanan l'taymei. This follows Rabbi Yochanan's logic or his reasoning. Dechi also Rabbi Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mokem she'im by arba al arba mutul v'nei rishus harabim uv'nei rishus hayochid." And if it's an area that's less than 4x4, both people in the rishus harabim and the rishus hayochid are allowed to use it l'kasek v'lov to readjust their packages. Just to finish the statement, however, so long as shalai yachlifu, they don't carry things from the rishus harabim onto the makom patur, and then from the makom patur into the rishus hayachid, or vice versa. In other words, this is your classic makom patur that's on the side of a rishus hayachid, and it's in between. I should say it's in between. The case here is that it's in between the rishus hayachid and the rishus harabim. So both the Rishus HaYochanan and the Rishus HaRabim are allowed to use it because it's a Mokum Patur. It doesn't have its own right. However, there's a special Gezeirah DeRabbanan that we don't want to allow you to put things from the Rishus HaRabim onto the Mokum Patur and then from the Mokum Patur into the Rishus HaYochid, even though technically that would be Mutter. However, we're afraid that people are going to skip the middle step and just go directly from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid or vice versa, and that's going to be a problem. However, we see that when something is less than 4x4, if it's the right height, more than 3 tefachim off the ground, and less than 10 tefachim off the ground, it is considered a mokum patur. So the Gemara then asks, well, that seems to be something that we've known all along. Rav less laid the Rav Dimi, so you're telling that Rav doesn't hold of this din of a mokum patur? So the Gemara says, of course he does, but it depends on the case. If we're talking about a mokum patur between two rishus deraisas, of course I would agree, meaning it, as the case we explained was that it was in between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore it separates Rishus HaRabim, Rishuyos De'araisa, Toyodika Rishuyos, so therefore we say, you know what, it's a Mokum Peturim, we'll allow both of them to use it. We're not afraid that people are going to misuse and abuse their rights. But over here, what are we talking about on our Mishnah? Over here, it's one chatzar and another chatzar, which really, there's only a problem because the Rabbanan created a problem. But midar raisa, there's no problem here whatsoever. And now we're afraid. This is a general concept. And the Chacham, sometimes when they make the gezeiras, they take it one step further even than the Torah. Because they know that when it's the Torah, you'll take it seriously and you won't misuse the rights. However, if it's in the Rabbanan, you may take advantage of the halacha and then not apply the halacha properly. So they made a chizik l'divrei and they said we're going to take ours one step further. We're not going to even allow it, even though it is a mokum patur. And that's why the wall in between the two chatzeres, according to Rav, is aser. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav says in the name of Rav Nachman, Koisel shemen shtei chatzeres. Let's say you have a wall. Till now we've been talking about where both chatzeres are on flat ground and the wall is equally in between them. However, let's say you have a wall between two chatzeres. One side, the wall is a regular wall, it's 10 tefachim high. But one side of the wall, really, it's on higher ground. It's like a retaining wall or something, where it's not 10 tefachim, from that side, from that chatzer, it's not 10 tefachim off the ground. Now that's, Rashi says, it doesn't literally have to be that it's flat with the wall, it just has to be that the wall is not 10 tefachim higher than the floor of the chatzer. So what's the rule? You give the wall for purposes of use. Till now we said if it's equal in between them, we don't let either of them use it. But now if we see that one person can use it easily and one person it's more difficult because it's too high, so you give it to the person for use, to the one that's shavu la'aretz, that the wall is closer to the ground level. Because this side it's convenient, and the other side it's more difficult. And the rule is, and anytime you have one guy it's easy to use and one guy it's hard to use, we give it to the one that it's easier for him to use because it makes sense. Similarly, the next halacha, Rav Shizvi says in the name of Rav Nachman, so now we're talking about a wall that goes up. What if you have an indentation, a ditch, that sort of goes down in between and separates the two chatzeres? And again, same thing. On one side, to go into the ditch, it's more than 10 tefachim down, so it's like a different area. And on the other side, it's not so far down. So again, you give the use to that, to the area, to the side of the ground that's less than 10 tefachim away. It's not so difficult. Because once again, in one case, it's for one side it's convenient, on the other side it's more difficult. And again, the rule is that we always give it to the one that is more convenient. Now the question is, why does the Gemara have to repeat this halach in the name of Rav Nachman? It's the same thing that we just said. The rule is, when one is easy and one is difficult, we give it to the easy side. But tzricha, and we need both of these cases. Why? The yashmin and kaisol. If we only told you the halach in the context of the wall, mishum de gavaya, because it's high, mishtamshi inshi, people actually use it. Because the concept of putting something up on a wall is a convenient use in general. But when you're dealing with the ditch that's deep, mishtamshi inshi, people generally don't like bend down, even though it's not so far, but they don't bend down to put things inside the ditch. Emeloi, you would not say that in that case, that it's permitted to use even for the convenient side. And if you only told me the halacha in the context, if you use the example of a charitz, I would say because I'm not afraid to use it, because if I put something in a charitz, in a ditch, it's not going anywhere. It's going to stay there. It can't fall off. It can't go anywhere. But a wall, which is, even though for me it's convenient to use, but it could fall off and it can fall into the other side of the fence, I would say maybe even in that case it's not permitted to use the wall because it's really not that convenient. That's why I had to tell us that even in the wall case, we do allow the person who is convenient to use the wall, we allow him to continue to use his wall. All right. So now we've established that if you have a wall in between two rishuyos, that it creates a separation. Now, what do I do if I want to make it that it shouldn't be constituted a separation anymore? What if I want to reduce it? I want to reduce the height of the wall so that it's not, it doesn't constitute a mechitza, doesn't interfere. So im yesh b'miyuta arba. So the Gemara gives us the rule. Im yesh b'miyuta, if I reduce the height of the wall by arba, an area that's four tzvachim wide, so then mutar l'hishtamish b'chol hakoyis. So then I can use the whole wall. I can go up in that reduced lower area, and then once I'm top of the wall, I could use the whole wall. But if the area that I made within 10 tefachim off the ground is less than 4 tefachim wide, so then I can only use that little area that is in front of me that's now, let's say I only made a 2 tefachim wide, that 2 tefachim space that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, I'm allowed to use that area. Now, at this point in the Gemara thinks that the case is that the way I made it less than 10 tefachim off the ground was by piling up some sand or putting something on the floor that made it possible for me to, like a step stool, to step onto the top of the wall after stepping on that step stool. But if that's true, the Gemara says, I don't understand. Manavshach. Either the steps will work or it didn't. If it helped, if the fact is that now this area right on top of the steps will is considered within 10 tefachim of the wall, so then I can get on top of the wall, and I should be able to use the entire wall. Eloi, ahani, and if you're telling me it didn't work for the rest of the wall, if you look at it, so then I shouldn't even be allowed to use that little area next to the steps will also, because that's in the wall is a separate rishus. So why should the little two tefachim in front of me be allowed to be used? So either it works or it doesn't work. Either it works as a meter or it doesn't work. So Amar Ravina says, no, we got the case wrong. The case isn't that there's a pile of dirt on the bottom of the floor. Rather, kagayin she'akar chulya me'roisha. But rather, you dug out a space in the wall itself so that the wall itself is now in a certain area less than 10 tefachim. So if that area of the wall is more than 4 tefachim wide, so that becomes like an entrance onto the wall. I step onto that engraved area, that dugout area of the wall. I step onto it, and then once I'm up there, so then from there to the rest of the wall is very easy. Of course, I could use the rest of the wall. However, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, that's not really an entrance onto the rest of the wall. I can't get up onto that space, and then I can't get to the rest of the wall. However, for purposes of using that little engraved space, of course I could use it, because b'metzius, now that wall that it's engraved is within 10 tefachim off the ground, so I'm allowed to use that little area. But the point is, it's not an entrance for purposes of climbing onto that, using it as a step onto the rest of the wall. Amar Rabbi Yechiel, Kafa. So now we talked, but let's say I did it correctly. Let's say I did create something underneath the wall to make it easy to step onto the wall. So Amar Rabbi Yechiel, Kafa Sefol. Let's say I took a big pot and turned it upside down so I could use it as a stepping stool to get on top of the wall. Memait, he holds that Rabbi Yechiel says, no, it's not a problem. I could be memait. I can therefore get up on top of the wall. So the Gemara wants to know, technically, why is that true? Vamai, why is that even true at all? Dabar hanitol b'shabasu. A big pot is something that you're going to move. It's true that it's there for the time being, but it's something that you're going to take and you're going to move into a different location. The dabar hanitol b'shabas ain't a memait. And anything that you're going to move on Shabbos is not considered stationary it doesn't reduce the area. It's not considered as if the wall's a different size because I'm going to move it away in 2 seconds. So why does it work over here? So the Gemara says, like tzricha, the difference is over here that I took it and I attached the pot to the wall, to the floor a little bit. I dug it into the floor a little bit. So the Gemara says, even if I did attach it to the floor a little bit, that doesn't work either. Because we learned in a Braisa, paga, which is a type of date, which is not fully ripe and you want to ripen it, shetmina b'tevin, that you put it inside the straw and that will help ripen it, like sometimes we put an esrog together with apples or something like that. So in this case you took a date and you put it inside with the straw, v'charora shetmina b'kacholim, or a fire cookie that was put together with the coals, and then by the time Shabbos comes around the coals go out, but at least this way it keeps it fresh and hot. So the halacha is, and now I want to be able to use that the cookie or the date on Shabbos. Imagula miktasa, if part of it is revealed, is not covered, when I tell us for Shabbos, I'm allowed to take it out on Shabbos. So we see that even though it's covered up with a little bit of dirt or something mukta, I can still pull it out without a problem. So to the pot, I should be able to pull out without a Shabbos, without a problem, and it should not be considered as if it's part of the wool. So the Gemara says, you're right, over here the case is, hach b'mayaskina de islay ugnayin. Over here it has a little bit of a handle, like think about a pot, and you cover the handle itself with dirt, so now it's more attached, it's more covered with the dirt than just like a little bit. It's really actually dug into the dirt, and the dirt is on top of it. So the Gemara says, so what? Again, just because it has handles that are covered with the dirt, why does that help? Well, time we learned in the Mishnah, time in lefes, if I cover over, lefes is a vegetable, gourd or something, b'tznoin is a radish, tachas ha-gefen, and I put that under the under some gefen is I don't know how to translate it. It's a vine, right? You put it under some stuff that's used to hold to protect it. So the halacha is again bezman shemiktos olin megula. Now let's talk about a radish. A radish has like a little bit of a branch that sticks out at the end. It has like a little tail that sticks out at the end. So even if that little bit of the tail is sticking out from underneath the ground, from underneath the cover, the thing that you're used to cover it, so ein choshesh, so that you don't have to worry. In other words, you don't consider that attached for many purposes. Lo mishum kalayim, it's not considered planted, it's not going to create kalayim. Lo mishum meiser, it's not considered growing, and you don't have to take meiser from it. Lo mishum shviyas, and it's not considered growing on shviyas, and it's mutter to use it. And here's the clincher, v'noitel b'shabbos, and you're allowed to pull it out of the ground on Shabbos. So we see that even though it has ground on top of it, you can still, if there's some part of it is sticking out, you can pull that little leaf or the string, so to speak, you can pull it out from underneath the ground. So to the pot, even if the handles are covered by the dirt, you can still pull the pot out. So if so, again, why is it considered permanent here for purposes of reducing the height of the wall? So the Gemara says, the case over here is that when you covered the handles and when you dug it into the ground, you did it, you cemented it in. You did it in such a way that the only way to pull it out would be to actually use a pitch, a fork, Mara and a chatzina are a hammer and a pitchfork and something like that. In other words, you would need tools that would, as Rashi learns, anyway, Rashi learns that you would need tools that would mamash create an isod araisa of binyan or something, or digging in the ground in order to be able to pull it out. So then it's something that I can't do on Shabbos because there's an isod Shabbos involved, so isod araisa involved. So therefore, now it's considered permanent. Once it's considered permanent, then we all agree, of course, that it's going to reduce the height of the wall. But till now, the Gemara was thinking that the problem was only, you know, how do you get it, practically speaking, how to pull it out. Practically, I can find a practical way to pull it out, so therefore it's not considered there permanently, and it's not going to reduce. All right, still dealing with the concept of what's considered a wall and what creates a separation, the Gemara now introduces a new concept. Sulam HaMitzri. Let's say you have a short little ladder, as we're going to see in the Gemara, that's only three rungs high. It's a very short step ladder, as we'll call it. Einim emayit, that does not reduce the height of the wall. V'hatsuri, but a big, long, heavy one, memayit, that is going to be memayit. That is, once you put up that kind of ladder along the wall, then it's not considered as if the wall is too high for your use, and it won't create a mechitza. So hechidam tzulei ha-mitzri, what is the case of a sulam ha-mitzri, a step ladder? So amar devei Rabbi Yanai, if it doesn't have four rungs on the ladder, it only has three, so that's considered a short ladder. It's easy to move. It's not considered, again, it's not considered permanent. It's temporary, so it's not going to create a reduction in the height. So Ravacha said to Ravashi, my time of the sulam ha-mitzri deloy memayit. Why do you say that a short ladder doesn't create a reduction? Amar lei lo shmielecha hada amar Ravacha berei de Rav. Ravacha bar Ado, Amrav Hamnuna, Amrav. Didn't you hear what he said in the name of Rav? Mishum da havelei davar shenitel b'Shabbos, because it's going to be moved. And anything b'chol davar shenitel b'Shabbos ain't a might. And if it gets moved on Shabbos, it's not considered something that reduces the height of the wall. So the Gemara says, I hachi afilu tsurinami. So a big heavy ladder also, you could say it could be moved on Shabbos. So why don't you say that that's also? Why should that work to reduce the height of the wall? So the Gemara's answer is Hasam Koivdoi Koivoi. The answer is, the difference is that when you're dealing with a big heavy ladder, the weight of the ladder keeps it there. It's not something that you move. You could move it. You could pick it up and move it, but it's not something that you move unless you absolutely have to. A stepladder, you move, you push it out of the way. Every time you walk past it, you push it a little bit. It's not really where it is. However, when you're dealing with a big, heavy thing, it stays where it is unless you have a particular purpose and reason why you're moving it. So that, in it, of itself, makes it considered permanent enough to have the purpose of reducing the height of the wall. Amar Abaya. So now let's talk about a little bit more of what ladders do to a wall. So Amar Abaya, Koisel Sheben Shnei Chatzeres. So again, you have a wall that's in between two Chatzeres. Gavaya Asar Tvachim, that the wall itself is 10 Tvachim high, and in other words, it created a proper Mechitza. Now, you want to make sure that you can get the two Chatzeres to connect. V'heniach Sulam Roichiv Arba Mikan. You put a ladder on one side of the wall that's 4 Tvachim wide. So basically, think of a regular ladder a little bit wider than your average ladder, maybe. And you put it on one side of the wall. The Sulam Roichiv Arba Mikan, and then another ladder on the other side of the wall, so you can climb up the wall, on top of the wall, and then over the wall. The Ein Bein Zeh L'Zeh Shloisha Tvachim. And the two ladders on either side are not 3 Tvachim apart from each other. So they're basically across from each other. They don't have to be literally across from each other. They just have to be within 3 Tvachim from each other so that you can, you know, as you turn yourself around over the wall, you can get over the wall without a problem. So then in that case, they have the purpose of reducing the height of the wall. They don't create a mechitza at all because you can get over the wall. It's like a doorway, Rashi says. It's like a door between the wall. Now shloisha, but however, if the ladders are more than 3 tvachim apart from one another on either side, enem emayit, then it does not have the effect of reducing the height of the wall, and now you have a proper wall. However, v'loya amaron, when do we say that the ladders are too far apart? Ela d'loy habikosel arba. That's because the wall itself is not 4 tvachim wide, so therefore you can't get up on top of the wall. You have to go from ladder to ladder, and the ladders are too far apart. But if the wall itself has a flat top of 4 tvachim across, so I feel a muflag tuva, even if the ladders are very far apart, nami, it's not going to be a problem, because what you do is you go up on your ladder, now you're on top of the wall, you walk across the wall as far as you have to, and then you walk down on the other side, because the area on top of the wall is wide enough to be considered its own rishus, so it's not something that you wouldn't naturally be afraid to walk up on top of the wall, so it's considered as if there's a doorway. Okay, so Omar, a similar concept. Again, this is all for how to reduce the height of the wall. So Omar Rabibi Bar Abaya, Bona Itztaba. Let's say you built, an Itztaba is like a shelf or some wooden platform. You built a wooden platform along the side of the wall, Agabe Itztaba, and you put it actually on top of another wooden platform. So you think about like a small stage that you put next to the wall, and then you build with on stilts, you build another little stage on top of that, not touching the bottom one. So im yesh itztaba tachtoina arba, if the bottom one has 4 tvachim itself, so then memayit, it's machlokes Rashi Tosfos, whether it's arba al arba, or it's just 4 tvachim wide. In any event, it has to have 4 tvachim. Tosfos says it has to be 4x4. Rashi just says it has to be 4 tvachim wide. In any event, so it's 4 tvachim memayit. The bottom one itself is enough to reduce the height of the wall, because now he made the top of the wall within reach. Inami, or another similar type of situation, if the bottom one itself doesn't have 4 tvachim, but the top one does have 4, so again, the top one works to be memayit. However, the problem is that the top one is the middle of the ear space, and the middle of the ear space never works. But we'll get around that problem by Vein Bein Zeh L'Zeh Shloisha. But between the top one and the bottom one, you also don't, it is less than 3 tvachim apart, so they connect to each other memayit. That will also work for reducing the wall. Again, so the bottom one doesn't have 4 tvachim wide, but the top one does, and the bottom one is within 3 tvachim of the top one, so that combination also works as if the top one is close enough to the bottom to be memayit the height. V'amar Rav Nachman, very similar, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. He says also, similar with a ladder, Sulam Sheshlivoise Parchois. You have a ladder that has very wide rungs, according to the way Rashi learns, according to the way Tosfos learns, that the rungs actually come out of the ladder straight out, and not, in other words, like more like steps the way we see them, but the steps aren't connected except in the back. In other words, they don't go zigzag up, up, up. It's just you have basically a board in the back, and the steps are these boards that stick out. So parchois, if they stick out into the air, along Rashi learns it's like a regular ladder right up against the wall. In yesh b'shliva hatachtoino arba, if the bottom rung is 4 tvachim wide, again Rashi l'shitas that it just has to be 4 across, so memayit, that is enough to reduce the height of the wall. Inami ein b'shliva tachtoino arba, if the bottom one itself doesn't have 4, v'yesh b'shliva al yoina arba, but the top one or one of the higher ones has a width of four tefachim. Ve'ein ben zeh lezeh shloisha, and there's no area that's more than three tefachim between the height of the bottom rung and the one above it. So mamayit, that also could be mamayit again. Similar concept that you have a that it's close enough to the ground because it gets attached through a lovewood concept. So now it's if you have four tefachim wide. All right, one more halacha, and we'll stop with that. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, similar ziz hayotze min hakoyzer. So now we're talking about another structure that you try to add to the wall. What if you have a ziz? Is like usually something sticking out of the wall. So it's part of the wall itself, actually, and it sticks out of the wall. Dalet al dalet. If it's 4x4, so of course that could be ma'akid. But let's say it's very high up in the air. So it's high. It's too high in the air to count as a miyut. However, you want to now reduce it by attaching it somehow to the ground. How do you do that? The niach alav sulam, and you attach a ladder to the outcrop. So kol shehu miyut, any ladder that you add to that is going to add up. Is going to now, so to speak, make that outcrop as if it's attached to the ground, and therefore it could be mamayit. That's only talking about where the ladder leans against the outcrop itself. If you lean the ladder against the wall, but in a way, in a position that from the ladder you can get up onto the outcrop, that's not good enough, because that doesn't bring the piece itself to the ground. What that does is just makes it convenient, and that's not enough. What you need to do is you have to have the ladder literally attached or leaning against the part of the wall that sticks out, because then it becomes as if that piece is itself attached to the ground, and if it's attached to the ground, then what it does is it reduces the height of the wall. So we'll continue on this point next week in Mirza Shem, but that is the basic rule that even if the thing itself that reduces the height of the wall is somehow in the middle of the wall, that's not a problem. If we have a way of connecting that piece to the ground itself, then it's enough to be memayit the ground. Just as a general note, there is a machlekes rishonim over here, whether, till now we've been talking about the ladder, how high up does the ladder have to go on the wall? We never really talked about that. So I'll just tell you, as a general rule, there's a 3 or 4 way machlekes in the rishonim, whether the ladder has to go all the way to the top of the wall, or whether it's enough that it just goes within 3 tefachim of the wall. And then a third shita in the rishonim is that it doesn't even have to get to within 3 tefachim of the wall. Just the fact that you have a ladder along against the wall, and from that you're able to climb on top of the wall, that's also good enough. Again, so the three shitas are that the ladder has to literally go up all the way to the top of the wall. The second shita is that it just has to reach within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. And the third shita is that it can be just any ladder as long as it reduces the 10 tefachim in a way that you can climb from the top of the ladder onto the top of the wall. Those are enough to be ma'akid. All right, I'll stop over here.